أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. In our last discourse, we had discussed the incident in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salam encountered the idol and he smashed them to pieces when the people had left. And they summoned Ibrahim alayhi salam, they questioned him, and he made them realize of their foolishness and the grave error in which they had found themselves. They had then decided under the rulership and the leadership of Namrud. All of this was happening in present-day Iraq, the land of Babylon. And they decided that they are going to burn Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And as he was flung into this huge fire that they had kindled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed the fire, Ya Nar, O fire, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim, become cool and become peaceful for Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And as Ibrahim alayhi salam was flung, there was a dua that he had recited at that moment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the importance of this dua, considering the difficulty that we are experiencing, and considering the restrictions that we are faced with. There is a very important dua that we should recite, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to recite it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had referred to it as the special dua of Ibrahim, and that is Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Because as he was being flung, Jibreel alayhi salam approached him, and even another angel approached him, that do you require our assistance? Can we assist you in any way? And he said, Hasbi Allah. Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. Wa ni'mal wakeel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners, the best person you can put your trust in. So many people have suffered great setbacks because of this pandemic. Many people have suffered financially. Many people have suffered in different ways. We should always remember that it is only Allah who allows us to experience whatever it is we experience in life, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, and it is only Allah who can change the situation. And that is why we put our trust in Allah the way Ibrahim alayhi salam had done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of that fire. Allah ta'ala can change the condition around the world by simply turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Wa aradu bihi kaydan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they had plotted against him and they intended to harm him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, we made them the biggest losers. May Allah grant us the understanding.